Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. One of the three major credit agencies has put the United States on notice as negotiations over the debt limit come down to the wire. As NPR's David Gura tells us, Fitch has changed its outlook to rating watch negative.
U.S. debt still has a AAA rating from Fitch, and the rating agency doesn't expect that to change. But Fitch says its new outlook, quote, reflects increased political partisanship that's hindering reaching a resolution to raise or suspend the debt limit before early June, when the Treasury Department says it's likely the U.S. will be unable to pay its bills. Fitch says it still believes lawmakers and the White House will reach an agreement, and the U.S. won't default on its debt for the first time in history. But this is an acknowledgement there isn't much time to make a deal, to get it through Congress. The U.S. also has a AAA rating from Moody's. S&P Global lowered its rating a notch in 2011 and hasn't raised it since. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
Scientists say they're getting closer to an advance that could revolutionize the way human beings reproduce. We have details from NPR's Rob Stein.
Researchers say they're making strides in a field known as in vitro gametogenesis, or IVG. IVG involves making sperm and eggs from any cell by turning, say, skin or blood cells into a type of stem cell and then turning those stem cells into sperm and eggs. Scientists have already figured out how to do this with mice and have even produced healthy mouse pups this way. Researchers have even made very primitive human sperm and eggs this way. So far, the human IVG sperm and eggs aren't functional enough to create human embryos or babies, but researchers around the world are intensively working on that. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The power's out across Guam. Typhoon Mawar has brought down communication lines on the U.S. territory. As a Category 4 storm, it was the strongest to strike Guam in more than 20 years. Landon Eidlett, chief meteorologist for the National Weather Service on Guam, says places like Tai'an are unrecognizable.
We are waking up to a rather disturbing scene out there across Guam. We're looking out our door, and what used to be a jungle looks like toothpicks. It looks like a scene from the movie Twister, with trees just thrashed apart.
The governor of Guam says some people reported suffering minor injuries because of the storm. She declared the all-clear Thursday night, local time. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks are mixed this hour. The Nasdaq has risen more than 200 points, up 1.6%. It's at 12,686. The S&P is up 26 points, more than half a percent. The Dow is down 175. It's NPR. British police reportedly have made an arrest after a car collided with the front gates of Downing Street today. They say no one was injured, but police say it's unclear if the crash was intentional. They evacuated government buildings surrounding the area as a precaution. The incident in London came shortly after an incident in the U.S. A man was accused of driving a U-Haul truck into a security barrier near the White House recently. The British government says legal immigration to the UK is at a record high. NPR's Lauren Frayer reports the war in Ukraine is responsible for some of that increase.
New UK government figures show more than 600,000 foreigners settled here legally last year. That's nearly double what it was before Britain exited the European Union, and it does not include asylum seekers or undocumented migrants. For many Britons, that 2016 Brexit vote was all about limiting immigration, and instead the opposite has happened. For 13 years, Conservative prime ministers have promised to bring down immigration amid a housing shortage and strain on public services. But successive governments have failed to do so. This year's jump is due in part to special visas for people from Ukraine and Hong Kong. Lauren Frayer, NPR News, London.
The U.S. Supreme Court has unanimously ruled for a 94-year-old resident of Hennepin County, Minnesota, whose home was seized by the county for failure to pay taxes. The county sold the home for more than the amount she owed, and the court ruled authorities violated her Fifth Amendment rights. You're listening to NPR News.